There.
That's what you were making for. I stopped in my tracks, astonished at the sight ahead. It was a building, or the remains of one at least, titanic in scale, and so overgrown that until we had approached to within a few score meters, it had simply blended into the rich greenery surrounding us. Nevertheless, as my eye began to adjust to the reality of it, I found myself able to pick out the stumps of individual buttresses and the scattered remains of tumbled walls. Blocks of masonry the size of bane blades lay everywhere, and I could scarcely imagine the effort with which they'd been raised or the heights to which they'd once soared. The overriding impression I got, however, was one of astonishing antiquity. These ruins had lain here, tumbled and unregarded, for millennia before humanity had arrived on this world, possibly before we'd even first left our own. What is this place?
No one knows. The ones who built it were ancient beyond even our imagining. But the legacy they left endures.
Legacy?
The Webway. Places like this contain portals which are easier to open.
Do they indeed? Though I kept my voice as even as possible, I couldn't entirely suppress the thrill of horror which ran through me at her words. Hellish as they were, it seemed the Tyranids were by far the lesser threat now. I could imagine all too easily an army of Reavers pouring through the rent in reality these ruins concealed, to fall like ravening wolves on the billions of innocent souls packed into the industrial hives scattered throughout the system.
Something we were preparing to take advantage of until the Great Devourer interrupted our plans. We can hardly harvest your system while it's fortified against invasion, can we? But monitoring your crude communications alerted me to a greater prize here for the taking.
And that would be?
You, of course.
She eyed me with cool amusement as she spoke, waiting for my reaction. No doubt anticipating shock, desperation, and panic. All of which, I'm bound to say, chase themselves around my synapses. But I've spent a lifetime hiding my true nature from all around me, and with probably the greatest effort of my life, I let none of the inner turmoil show on my face. I'm flattered, of course, but I'm afraid you're in for a disappointment. I'm nothing special.
You are to me.
As she spoke, a faint shimmer appeared in the air, like fireflies dancing the summer heat haze, and the hairs on my arms bristled, rubbing against the sleeves of my shirt. This must be the portal itself, and I wondered for an instant how I could have been so stupid as to have been lured almost to within arm's length of it. I had no idea what lurked beyond, but anywhere Melissia called home would, without doubt, be hellish beyond imagining.
A hero of his people, a soul blazing with nobility and self-sacrifice. Have you any idea how much power you represent?
I'm sure you're about to enlighten me. I've lost count of the number of obsessives, megalomaniacs, and commoner garden loons who've held me at gunpoint over the years, both literally and metaphorically. And if I've learned one thing, it's that they never get tired of the sound of their own voices. Or, in Melissia's case, the sound of their artificially produced one. The longer you can keep them talking, the greater the chance they'll get distracted. All right, there wasn't that much chance of distracting so pure and focused a predator as Melissia, but I consoled myself with the thought that at least Jürgen was listening in. If he'd managed to get within Voxbeat range by now, and might even be lining up a kill shot, if the Emperor hadn't decided I'd run out of entertainment value at last.
With the energy I drain from your agonies, I'll be far stronger than the other succubi. Their heads will fall. And the tainted kiss will be mine to do with as I will.
Oh, how disappointing. Needless to say, it took every iota of self-control I possessed to retain the appearance of calm. And if you doubt that, I suggest you try putting yourself in the hands of a sadistic psychopath gloating over the prospect of torturing you slowly to death, and see how easy you find it to project an air of composure. By the Emperor's grace, however, or sheer talent for deception, I seemed to have pulled off the trick. At any rate, insofar as I could read her expression at all, Melissia seemed disconcerted by my unexpected response.
Disappointing?
Well, after all that build-up, I was expecting something a bit less prosaic than office politics.
Prosaic? You can't even begin to comprehend the complexity of the plots I'll weave, the alliances I'll forge, the elegance of the betrayals I'll engineer. But if there is any part of you that remains sane after the first few times I've drawn sustenance from your screams, I'll share their wonder with your husk.
This was the moment, now or never, and I took it. Share this! Even as I fired, though, I realized I'd underestimated her. She was moving, a sardonic smile on her face, before my finger had even tightened on the trigger. And I realized the instant of distraction I thought I'd seen was merely a ploy. The Lasbolts expended themselves harmlessly among the stones, apart from a couple which seemed to vanish into thin air after brushing the fringes of the portal, and I made a mental note to avoid that area at all costs. If I was drawn into the vortex, I'd be lost, my fate sealed, with only a hideously protracted death to look forward to. As she closed, Melissia took a swipe at my chest with her blade, which I parried purely by instinct.
Oh, not bad. But I'm so much better.
Which I'm bound to admit she was. Her speed and dexterity quite phenomenal. Time and again, her venomed blade came within millimeters of my skin. And had I time to think about that, the prospect would have terrified me. Even a drop of that baleful toxin entering my bloodstream would have been fatal. Not instantly either. I had no doubt that she only intended to incapacitate me before dragging me through the shimmering rent in the air to whatever unimaginable horror she had prepared. Which, I gradually began to realize, was the main advantage I possessed. Whether or not Melissia was aware of it, she was holding back, wary of dispatching me too early, which would derail all her grandiose plans. First blood to me. It was just a nick, inflicted more by luck than anything. But suddenly, the dynamic of the fight changed. And Melissia drove in far harder than hitherto. Evidently, her pride had been wounded rather more than her arm, and she was no longer willing to hold back. Anger flooded her face, and she unleashed a flurry of blows I was hard-pressed to parry. Indeed, had I not been an experienced enough duelist to trust entirely to instinct and reflex instead of conscious technique, I doubt that I would have done.
You'll pay for that, I promise you.
Got change for 10? Her anger was the first real sign of weakness I'd seen in her. And I continued goading, in spite of the risk. It was only then that I realized her stratagem. As we'd exchanged blows, we'd circled, each searching for an opening in the other's guard, and my back was now facing the portal. In spite of all I could do, I was forced to give ground against her frenzied onslaught, and a sudden prickling in the hair follicles all over my body abruptly warned me of the danger I was in. She was attempting to force me through, and in another step or two, my fate would be sealed. I had only one option left. It was risky, but the alternative would be unthinkable. I still held the Lasbolt, although attempting to use it while we'd been trading blows hadn't been an option. Breaking my concentration enough to try to aim would have allowed her to cut me down where I stood. I didn't have to aim for what I had in mind, though. I just raised the muzzle to my own head and pulled the trigger. As I'd anticipated, Melissia lunged forward to grab the weapon, everything else forgotten in the desperate desire not to see her extravagant plans derailed by my inconvenient suicide.
No!
She was almost too late, but all in all, if she hadn't been, I doubt I'd have regretted the alternative. Far better an easy death by my own hand than a prolonged and hideous one at hers. As it worked out, though, she was just in time to deflect the shot, while I took advantage of her distraction to run her through with my trusty chainsaw. As she slumped to the ground and I kicked her weapon away, I got as far from her and the portal as I could.